The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
I love Satan, I feel my kids, I'm ugly, I've heard barbs.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Your brother is in hell, your mother is in hell, everyone's in hell.
Then she spews out the green pea soup, the exorcist. I just see movies like that and think, man, there's nothing like this in the real world. Then I've run into people that are like Linda Blair. Literally, the same face, everything. And it's always like, we're liberal, we rule everything now. They get out of $100,000 black sports cars and just run around going, we're ugly, demons, let's attack handicapped people, we love dead babies. And I'm not kidding, that's who we face. Down at the Capitol, they were saying Christians there trying to get a pro-life thing, so just women just spontaneously shut up and went, hail Satan, and were like flicking their tongues out by the dozens and dozens. It was on national news. Just, Satan. And they watch TV so long, I guess they're in a trance, and they're like gone. I'm looking at this scientifically. Where are women just suddenly hailing Satan and sticking their tongues out and going, or is that what they think is the archetype of what is powerful and naughty? There is abortion act was caught on camera possessed by spooky hell Satan chant. And this is like women in business suits and stuff, too. They just kind of like they're all channeling. And just like, I guess there's some power in dead babies. Dead babies, arise! We have risen from the pit of hell! You will not stop our snacks, dead babies! I mean, I guess that's who shows up when you're trying to stop, you know, their delectable activity. There's all these Christians praying and just all these women surrounding and go, and I'm kind of doing my exorcist sounds now. They're kind of addictive. You know what? Maybe we should just join these people. Just run around and go, I'm ugly. I hate babies. Doesn't that sound fun? Look how good-looking these Christians are and wholesome of every race, color, and creed. And then there's the goblin creatures that show up of every race, color, and creed and just start goblining around. In fact, maybe David Knight, we should come in maybe with the A-team that the Green put together, the abortion team. If you need a group of smelly-looking devil worshippers, then you need the A-team. Dun, 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 dun. I kill my kids. I love Satan. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, you're so intellectual. You're so liberal. You want to end? I'm telling you, anywhere you go, red flags, black uniforms, devil worship. Two are fighting. That's all I'm saying. If that doesn't make you a stronger Christian, I don't know what does. If that doesn't make you a stronger, I mean, just look at these people. And the truth is, they aren't tough. They've never been stressed. They've lived in a totally decadent society and are just an example of spoiled, rotten kids. I mean, can you imagine throwing that guy in a gladiatorial arena right there? No, he gets a thrill out of thinking about a lot of dead babies. I fund hundreds of dead kids. I like it. I'm a real man. Oh, you're a real man, aren't you? You'd cry for your mommy so quick. If you were in a room and some guy walked in with a big old sharp double-edged sword like those babies fight with their lives and said, I'm just hypothetically, I would never want any harm upon you. You're like stepping on a pile of dog manure, but imagine that guy in a room, and he can even be armed, and some, you know, gladiator walks in and says, pick up the weapon. It'd be, oh, I have a life that matters. No, please don't. Yes. Pick it up. Oh, no, you just get off on defenseless babies. That's what the big man's into. And you're like, oh, it's for the women. That's why I have devil tattoos. I care about women's rights. No, you're attracted to the dead and dying like the demon worm you are. Miserable. Defilers of life. You know what Tulsa Doom says. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, we had the white people don't know what it's like to be poor. Bernie Sanders meme contest. We're going to post this now. $1,500 in prizes and a Hillary for President t-shirt. I'll make sure they find out. That's the winner. White people don't know what it's like to be poor. I'll make sure they find out. Tristan Judeau, they're on Twitter. And he wins $1,000. Suzanne Corner, she wins $500. Less for the poor, says Christ, except for white people, says Bernie Sanders. Infowars.com. That's second place, $500. And this fellow gets a free T-shirt, Herman, 0982. My initials are BS for a reason.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshippers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
And how many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
Don't wear children. I love saints. How do you get your abortion safe?
I pay for them.
How many
do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You piece of
bunch of misogynist mother. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
Bobby, you're being aggressive.
I'm being aggressive.
One and us! Give us up! Wow! Watch out!
That's the guys that attack Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this fourth hour, Wednesday, April 20th, 2016. Of course, last night we had the New York primaries. We were here, Jakari Jackson and I and the crew were here covering the returns as they came in live. I'm going to give you a couple of metrics here. We're going to look at what's ahead in the race from an analytical standpoint, but also what happens next in some of these states that are coming up. We also have some updates on the polio issue that I talked about yesterday. Very interesting development with that, as well as the watchdog press agency, Reporters Without Borders, saying we have entered a new era of propaganda in the media. And, of course, that's referring to government methods of control of the method of the message. Yes, it's the method is the message now, I guess. Also, we have Lindsey Graham flipping on the legislation to give compensation to victims. It's very interesting. We just had a bill passed giving compensation to victims of Iranian terror going back to the 1983 attack in Beirut when Ronald Reagan was president. They've now said that Americans should be able to sue Iran for that terrorist attack. And yet the same people in Congress are now starting to argue, the leadership of Congress, people like Lindsey Graham and Paul Ryan are now saying that the victims' families of 9/11 should not be allowed to sue the Saudis. As we look at the declassification of the missing 28 pages, the redacted 28 pages, and as that narrative begins to unfold, we have a story pointing out how 9/11's official conspiracy theory is really starting to unravel. That's a story by Kit Daniels on InfoWars.com. As we just finished looking at some of the social justice warriors, the A-team, the abortion team that Darren put together there, you know, we have this new guy here in Austin. It's made national news. The guy who has become the Tawana Brawley of cake decoration. This is this gay pastor here in Austin who says that he went to Whole Foods and got a cake, and they put the word fag in the middle of it, and it wasn't there when you look at the... There it is. It's blurred out. I guess we can't say that or something. It's the other F word that we can't say maybe on the radio. But when you look at the surveillance video that Whole Foods has produced, that wasn't there in the center. They had ordered a cake. It said love wins around the edge. And as everybody talks about, you know, when you go to pick up a cake, what does the baker do? They say, how does this look? Is this what you wanted? And you say, yeah, you know. But 5 hours later, he does a tearful admission, just like Tawana Brawley, saying, look what they wrote on me. No, not on me, on my cake, right? And so now Whole Foods says, hey, you know what? We're going to sue you. They said that the cake was made by an LGBT advocate, nonetheless. And so this gay pastor now, I think, is going to get busted for a cake fake. he can't have his cake and sue him, too. Now, on some serious news, we talked yesterday about this story that started developing over the weekend. I think the first place I saw it was on Friday in National Geographic, talking about how they're going to replace all the polio vaccines worldwide. And they're going to do it within these next 2 weeks. And they want all of these to be incinerated or buried. They want to eradicate the polio vaccines so they can therefore eradicate polio. Because they say the vaccines are causing polio. But don't worry. They've got a new and improved vaccine that they're going to give you. We had a story that Adan Salazar put up yesterday on InfoWars.com. Shock. Scientists work to destroy old polio vaccine after admitting it causes polio. There were some amazing admissions in there. Yeah, you know, we've got these live viruses, and they can mutate, and they can actually give you polio. They haven't admitted that the SV40, simian virus 40, number 40, that was given to children for quite some time in their polio vaccines. That's a cancer virus. And they said, well, you know, yeah, it was in the viruses, and we found it in tumors of people and autopsies. But that doesn't mean that it caused the cancer. It's just, you know, it's kind of like you find a guy on the floor, and the guy is standing there with a smoking gun, and he's got 38 caliber bullets in his gun, and there's 38 caliber bullets in the dead guy on the floor, but they said, you know, you didn't see it go in him, so we don't really think there's any cause and effect here. Say, that's when, when the people running the investigation are the murderers, okay?
So now we've got this curious case of this happening in an update that Nico gave me here that just happened today. Gunmen kill 7 policemen who were guarding a polio team in Pakistan. Understand, they're going to get rid of these polio vaccinations within the next 2 weeks. I said, we got to get rid of them. Got to get rid of them. They're dangerous, okay? Got to be eradicated. Got to bury them, burn them, incinerate them. But they're still inoculating people with this old stuff, right? Don't you think? I mean, have they got the new stuff out yet? Have they eradicated the polio vaccine in Pakistan yet? Motorcycle gunman on Wednesday shot dead 7 policemen who were guarding a polio vaccination team in Pakistan's southern port city of Karachi, officials said. A brazen attack in the country's economic hub. They say the polio workers who were unharmed in the attack were on the third day of an immunization drive. And again, we have to ask, are they still using the old stuff? They say Pakistan is one of the only two countries in the world where polio remains endemic. Attempts to eradicate it have been badly hit by militant attacks on immunization teams that have claimed more than 100 lives since December 2012. Are these people Luddites, or do they know something that the American public doesn't? You see, we've seen all these reports that have been poo-pooed in the mainstream Western press saying that there are tens of thousands of people who have contracted polio after they've been injected. And, you know, it doesn't take too long for word of mouth to spread when you give your kid an injection and all of a sudden they get sick. They come down with autism or they come down with weak paralysis-like symptoms. For the longest time, the big pharma CDC people were telling us, that's not polio. That's not polio. It's polio-like symptoms. Don't worry. It's unrelated. It's kind of like it, but it's not the same thing. And now they're saying, well, these things are mutating, and we have these strains that are doing this. We had all these stories that were surfacing last summer talking about these mutated polio-like strains that people were coming down with in large numbers. Looked just like polio, but don't worry, it wasn't polio. It wasn't from the vaccines. They're safe. They're safe, really. You can trust us. The vaccines are totally safe. We've taken out the cancer virus that was in them before, so that's not in there anymore. And don't worry, we've taken out the aluminum that was in the MMRI, so that's not there. I mean, it's not aluminum, the mercury. I think the aluminum is still in there. But we got maybe some new stuff we're going to put in. New and improved, okay? So when you see this happening to your children, it gets some people in some countries kind of mad. And they kind of get the idea that there's a different kind of agenda with these vaccination schedules, whether or not the people at the lower level believe that. And I think the people at the lower level believe they're doing good, okay? It's the people who are making the vaccines who know what's really going on with this, just like there's different levels within the government, just as we're starting to see this 9/11 narrative unfold. And we had people who were doing brave things, risking their lives, losing their lives as firemen, as policemen, as individuals trying to save other people. But then there's these people at the top, these people who are running the situation. They call that eyewash in the CIA. And, of course, the connection is going to be really interesting. Why they are so desperate to protect all this stuff with Saudi Arabia is because these breadcrumbs are starting to lead back to Prince Bandar, who was and has been linked with the CIA for a long time. And, of course, Prince Bandar and the Saudi intelligence has been key in equipping al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria. You know, those moderate terrorists, you know, the good guy terrorists, not the bad guy terrorists. You know, our terrorists are the good guys. They're freedom fighters. You know, the Mujahideen that became the al-Qaeda, the moderate rebels who became, you know, al-Nusra and then became ISIS. Those are the good guys. Those are our guys. And the Saudis help us to supply them with arms and equipment, and especially Prince Bandar, who has been so closely tied to the CIA, you can't tell where one starts and the other one stops. And when this starts going to the Saudis, it goes to Prince Bandar. And when it goes to Prince Bandar, it goes to the CIA and our dark government. That's why they're so concerned about this. But now you have Lindsey Graham saying, shut up, you don't get a lawyer, to the families, and he is being joined in this by Paul Ryan. We talked about this last night. I won't go into that again because we've got some new news. I want to take a look at the election because last night we didn't know how the delegate math was going to shake out. Donald Trump needed to get more than 50% to get a block of 14 votes, but then they take the rest of these delegates are allocated on a congressional basis. And you have to win each of these congressional districts. And, of course, the congressional districts are not based on the county lines. You know, they're gerrymandered in every state of the union. They run through multiple county lines. So it takes them a while to run through and figure out how that's going to go. And we can trust them in terms of how they're allocating these delegates. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to take a look at the delegate math. And we're also going to take a look at what's happening to our money. They're taking Andrew Jackson off and they're putting Harriet Tubman on. You know, I want to see them take the Federal Reserve off of our money.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. IBC Filter Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a medical procedure to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or brain, please stand by for a very important message. IBC filters are commonly inserted to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or lungs. But now the FDA warns that these IBC filters may cause serious complications such as heart damage, lung damage, danger from rupture, internal bleeding, even death. You could be entitled to a cash settlement, but you must call now. Time is limited for these claims. Call the attorneys at IBC Filter Justice for a free evaluation of your case. That's right, a free evaluation of your case. Get the compensation you deserve. Call today. Call the attorneys at IBC Filter Justice for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. Call 1-800-933-7789. Time is limited for these claims. Call for a free evaluation of your case. It's urgent that you act soon. That's 1-800-933-7789. 1-800-933-7789.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a three-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads, I did
Welcome
ride.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for this fourth hour, April 20th, 2016. I want to get back to election news. We're going to talk about how as Cruz is fading, it's Hillary or bust for the New World Order. There's a lot of articles coming out pointing to the GOP establishment coalescing behind Hillary Clinton. Why would they do that? Well, there's a couple of reasons. We'll talk about that. Also, the revenge of the central bankers. They're changing the face on the $20 bill. We're going to talk about why they would do that. And actually, we're going to go back and talk a little bit about Andrew Jackson's election, well, the one that he lost, actually, because it has some interesting parallels to today. I stopped at the Hermitage just outside of Nashville. That was Andrew Jackson's home, so that I could do a report when I was heading back from Washington, D.C., and we talked about that election a little bit. But there's another point that I want to make about that election as I recap that, and it refers to delegates. What really are delegates? Before we do, I want to remind our listeners that we have BrainForce now, and this is coming to a close. This is the final day that we're going to have the additional 25% off the sale price. That's 45% off the retail price for BrainForce at InfoWarsLife.com. And if you don't know about BrainForce, we've told you many times. Rob's talked about how it has helped him. I've talked about how it's my favorite supplement, helps me to focus my mind. And it doesn't get you jittery like coffee or some other stimulants do. It just stimulates your mind. It's a very healthy energy drink supplement. You can read the reviews. There's hundreds of five-star reviews you can read on InfoWarsLife.com. People who have tried it, who talk about their experience with it right now, you can get it the final day. You can get BrainForce for 45% off retail. Also, we have DNA Force now back in stock. Same powerful ingredients, but with a new ingredient, but the same price. Ingredients in DNA Force include a patented form of the antioxidant CoQ10. It also has BioPQQ, just one ingredient that costs about $30,000 per batch. There's 175 clinical studies that show it is extremely hard to secure. These clinical studies show its effectiveness. We also have digestive enzymes, immune-boosting supplements in there, pomegranate extract, plant-based resveratrol. Again, we have all-new DNA Force Plus is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. New ingredient, same price. Okay, now let's go back to what happened last night. There was a great headline on Politico. Says, Cruz's New York value, zero delegates. Because, of course, he had that famous blunder at one of the debates where he talked about, yeah, I don't have Donald Trump's New York values. Well, New York doesn't value Ted Cruz. Look, he's not a national candidate. He can't even win with Southern evangelicals, which was going to be his base. And he doesn't really have a chance of winning. If we took a look at the math now, the 1,237 delegates that are needed, there's 734 remaining. Now, what does this do in terms of percentage needed as we stand right now? And there's still like another three delegates that need to be allocated out of New York, but Cruz is not going to get any, I don't think, because he finished like 15%. There's probably a threshold that you have to be above in order to get any delegates. That's what we've seen in other states. So it doesn't look like Cruz is going to pick up any. Trump may pick up a couple. Kasich may pick up one. Who knows? But basically, at where it stands right now, of the remaining primaries, Trump needs to get 53% of the delegates. Cruz needs to get 92% of the delegates. 92% of the delegates. You think he can bat 920? I don't think so. Now, Kasich needs to get an impossible 149. It just keeps getting more and more absurd for John Kasich as that window moves along. So Trump needs to get 53% to get to the magic number, and then they're in. Now, we've got the Washington Post saying an internal campaign memo projects that Trump will win 1,400 delegates at the GOP convention. They say the projections come in a memo that was distributed to Trump surrogates late last night. The Washington Post got the memo. Here's some of the things it says. Our projections call for us to accumulate over 1,400 delegates and thus a first ballot nomination win in Cleveland. Now, that's going to be necessary. Why is that going to be necessary? Well, we'll talk about what delegates are in just a moment in terms of the election of the election of John Q. Adams, okay? John Quincy Adams, the son of John Adams, who beat Andrew Jackson the first time he ran. And the way that he did that was it went into the House of Representatives. Now, there weren't really any political parties in that election, but they had four candidates. They had Andrew Jackson, who had the vast plurality, but not 50% plus one. Then you had John Quincy Adams, who was in second place. I forget who was in third place. But you had Henry Clay, who was the Speaker of the House, kind of like Paul Ryan. He was in fourth place. We'll tell you what happened when we come back I guess you can figure, Henry Clay threw all of his stuff to Andrew Jackson. But where do these delegates in the Electoral College come from? Why do the GOP and the Democrats call them delegates and mirror that? And that will expose the lies of Ted Cruz. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this segment, we're going to talk about Andrew Jackson. I know he's at the top of your list. He's in the news now because they're going to remove him from the currency. You know, there's this big kerfuffle about whose picture is going to be on which bills. So first, they were going to take off Alexander Hamilton. Now they're going to take off Andrew Jackson, and they're going to put on Harriet Tubman. We'll talk about that in a moment. Quite frankly, I don't really care what figurehead they put on the dollar bills. I want to get the Federal Reserve out of our money, okay? And then you can put whoever you want to. I mean, you can put Caitlyn Jenner on it if it's genuine currency, and I don't care, okay? But let's talk about the election aspect of Andrew Jackson. We've got a great article they're showing right there, a great article that's up on InfoWars.com that gives a history of what we're going to talk about here in just a moment. Jackson narrowly succeeded in staving off banker domination of the U.S. during his day, and that lasted for many decades. We're going to talk a little bit about that history, because when you look at the people that the Federal Reserve chose to put on the currency, it tells an interesting story about our political narrative, the narrative that the elites like to promote. But let's talk about his election first. As I just pointed out in the last segment, when it went into the House of Representatives, and it did go in the House of Representatives, you have four candidates who were running. Nobody had a clear majority, so they go into the House of Representatives with their Electoral College delegates. Delegates. What were these people there for? Well, you had Andrew Jackson, who was a little bit less than 50%, John Quincy Adams in second place, Henry Clay, the Speaker of the House, in fourth place. Clay gave his delegates to John Quincy Adams. That put him over the 50% point and made him president, and Andrew Jackson lost, even though he had a lot more of the popular vote. Now, who did these delegates belong to when they went to the Electoral College? Andrew Jackson's delegates were loyal to him, and John Quincy Adams were loyal to him, and Henry Clay's were loyal to him. That's why he could give them to John Quincy Adams. Okay? That was your brokered convention, the way that it worked there. Now, when you look at the Electoral College today, and we won't get into a lot of detail as to what its real purpose was, but just to say this, back in the day when I worked with the Libertarian Party in North Carolina, I was on the slate of Electoral College delegates, so that if the Libertarian Party candidate had won in North Carolina, I would have gone to the Electoral College, and I would have cast my vote for the Libertarian candidate in that election there, okay, in the Electoral College. Now, the Republicans had to produce their slate of delegates, and the Democrats had their slate of delegates. So if North Carolina, I don't remember what the number is, 12, 15 is the number of congressional districts, or maybe it's 12. If they had 12 Electoral College delegates, then there would be a slate of 12 Republicans, a slate of 12 Democrats, a slate of 12 Libertarians. And then whoever won that election would send their delegates to the Electoral College. Why doesn't it work that way with the GOP and the Democrats? You see, what Ted Cruz is doing right now is you're voting for people. They call them Trump delegates. Who do Trump's delegates belong to? Why doesn't Donald Trump get to pick his delegates? Why is it that they go into a place like South Carolina where he won every single delegate in South Carolina? And I don't remember what they had. What was it? 50-something, I think. So they got 50 delegates, let's say. Why don't they come to the Trump people and say, Donald Trump campaign, who are your delegates that you want to send to the GOP convention? People that are going to be loyal to you. And he would send them a list of 50 names. Doesn't work that way, does it? Instead, what they do is they go to the local party. And the local party comes up with a list of delegates who are loyal to a different candidate than the voters voted for. They called them Donald Trump's delegates. It doesn't work like the Electoral College. You think it works like the Electoral College. You think that you're going to vote for somebody, these delegates are going to be awarded to that party's candidate or that particular candidate. They even call them that candidate's delegates, but then they send somebody else. That's the fundamental lie that Ted Cruz cannot escape. The fact that he is substituting this, the fact the Republican Party is substituting this, don't call them delegates. Come up with a different name, because you're trying to hoodwink people by comparing it to the Electoral College. And they're not delegates. This is not politics where you go in and try to convince these people in a second secret election that they worked very hard to try to conceal from the public is even happening, that they try to make sure that the wrong people don't go to, as we had the interviews that Rob Due and crew did with people in Colorado. They said, yeah, I was told by the GOP establishment they wanted to make sure that the wrong people didn't show up at this election process. So they kind of kept it secret to make sure the right people voted in this little tiny non-election. That's the fraud. That's what you can't escape. Now, the interesting thing is that as Ted Cruz is fading, it really is Hillary or bust for the New World Order. We have a story up on InfoWars.com by Kurt Nemo. Top neocon Bill Kristol respects the Cruz campaign for its brazen theft of delegates and its backroom politics. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? You know, if you're a lawyer, you just love it. You know, winning is everything. It doesn't matter how you do it. You got what laws you got to break, whether it's ethical, whether it's legal, whatever. I mean, just do what you can, man, as long as you don't get caught, right? That's the ethics of these lawyers, people like Bill Kristol, who is the editor, as Kurt Nemo points out, of the Neocon Redoubt, you know, the castle, the Weekly Standard. And that is spelled, by the way, W-E-A-K. Okay, Weekly Standard. That's the correct spelling of that. It's usually misspelled when you see it. They even misspell it themselves on their own website. They spell it like the week, you know, W-E-E-K. But no, it actually is W-E-A-K. Because it is very Weekly Standard neocon fare that they're putting out there. Now, it's a crystal circulated memo. He's one of the founders of the Never Trump movement. He urged the party to back establishment vetted candidates like former presidential loser Rick Perry, that's what Kurt Nemo writes, or Tom Coburn, the former Oklahoma senator. We'll tell you more about Tom Coburn here in just a moment. He's in some other news about a constitutional convention in Oklahoma. But anyway, it goes on to say in the article, Crystal's neocon comrades believe that a Clinton presidency would be preferable to a Trump one. People like Max Boot, Robert Kagan, Elliot Cohen, and, as Kurt Nemo points out, the Prince of Darkness himself, Richard Pearl, all believe a Clinton presidency will continue the neocon foreign policy agenda, resulting in the longest war in American history, Afghanistan, and the invasion of Iraq that cost over 1 million Iraqi lives. And Kagan wrote for the Washington Post, Robert Kagan said, the only choice will be to vote for Hillary. The party cannot be saved, but the country still can be. No, no, no. It's not the country he's trying to save. Really, this is what Robert Kagan and the neocon globalists are saying. People like all these CFR people, all these neocons. And it was in December that National Review was saying, boy, we're really offended that Ted Cruz is calling Max Boot and Robert Kagan and Elliot Cohen and Richard Pearl. He's calling all these people neocons. That's a pejorative term. That's a dog whistle to his conservative libertarian base. You're accusing us of being warmongers. And it's like, yeah, yeah, if it fits, wear it. But he now has these people as his close foreign policy advisors. The mask has come off. Ted Cruz is no longer going around using the dog whistle to get his conservative base fooled and falling in line behind him. Instead, what he is doing is he's using these people as his advisors. And when they say the party cannot be saved, but the country still can be, no, what they're saying is the party can't be saved, but the New World Order agenda still can be. That's what's really important to them. When you look at how many times they've tried to push through this Keystone Pipeline and its eminent domain grab, land grab, for this foreign Canadian corporation, they have run this thing through like 11 times. After the Republicans were elected again and had their majority, the first thing they did was to send up the Keystone Pipeline bill again to Barack Obama, knowing that he would not sign it. Okay, what do you call it when you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result? Well, some people call it insanity. I call it obedience. See, they want to be obedient to their corporate masters, and they continue to do this to continue to show just how obedient they are. And, of course, Hillary Clinton's State Department supported that Keystone Pipeline. So that's why you look at this on all these different issues. They fall in line. Let me play for you Rafael Cruz, father of Rafael Cruz Jr., also known as the Ted. Let me tell you what Rafael Cruz, let's play this, what he said about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
These are people that like your son, like Ted Cruz. They like what he stands for. In fact, many of them said, hey, I would be a supporter of Ted Cruz except for the following. I think, and what they're saying is, if I can paraphrase, they believe that Donald Trump, in a little bit because of not just his policies, but the, just the way he rolls, is got a better shot of taking on the Clinton apparatus than your son. What would you say to those people today as they go to the polls in New York? What would you tell them to think about?
Well, it's very simple, Steve. All they have to do is look at the polls. Poll after poll after poll after poll shows that if Donald Trump is a Republican nominee, he loses to Hillary Clinton by double digits. Donald Trump cannot beat Hillary Clinton. That would be the dream ticket for Hillary Clinton, because all the polls show that Donald Trump will lose, and will lose by a landslide, to Hillary Clinton. His disapproval rate is in the high 60s. Two-thirds of Americans don't want Donald Trump. Donald Trump cannot win in the general election. We got to realize Donald Trump really is more of a Democrat than a Republican. He has been funding Democratic people like Chuck Schumer.
Okay, let's stop it right there, because I want to respond to some of the things that he said there, because that's exactly what they said about Ronald Reagan at this point in time. They said Ronald Reagan cannot win. He's behind an incumbent president, at this point he was, by 15 points. Ronald Reagan can't win. And Ronald Reagan is more of a Democrat than he is a Republican. This guy was president of a union. He was a lifelong Democrat until he became a Republican governor. But, you know, that's in California. That doesn't count. You know, it's like California values, you know, like Donald Trump's got New York values. Look, they don't want to talk about the issues. And I would advise people, as I'm listening to Rafael Cruz talk, go back and look at that article. Look at the interview that Alex Jones had with Wayne Madsen, exposing the connections of Ted Cruz's father to the CIA in Cuba around the time of the Cuban Revolution, okay? Ask yourself how he got here. Why do we keep getting these people with ties to the CFR, with big banks, to the CIA, and not citizens like Barack Obama and Ted Cruz? He is not eligible, folks. That's the bottom line. He is not a natural-born citizen. I would love to have an interview with Ted Cruz. I would not be asking him about the elections. I was glad that Sean Hannity called him on the BS. I would call him on the BS of his eligibility. And we would have that discussion because he likes to throw that out there and use that as a smokescreen, okay? Now, in a sister article that's up on the Drudge Report as well, Vanity Fair asks, why, or answers, I should say, why Democrats are becoming the party of the 1%. They say in a world of Trumpism and Clintonism, there's only one place for the globalist-minded elites to go. And that's Hillary Clinton, folks. Because as Donald Trump is running them out of the Republican Party, they say, sure, many rich people hate Obamacare. But how big a deal is it compared to the other things that they want? Because, you know, Obamacare, that was on the Christmas list 4 years ago. That's where we had Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, because either one of them were going to give them what the globalist agenda wanted, and that was Obamacare. They wanted control, central control of our health care. They say, but now what they want more is more immigration, sustained and expanding trade, continued defense commitments. Now let's unpack those, okay? More immigration. They want open borders, folks. Sustained and expanding trade. They want foreign control of our economy. We're not talking about free trade. Free trade is very easy to do. You don't need thousands of pages. You don't need a organization that operates offshore, okay? And defense commitments, okay, these are triggers that are set up to keep us in perpetual war. They say the more that that Trumpism scares, more people that Trumpism scares away from the Republican Party, the broader and more powerful the liberal-left coalition will be. Will it? No. Nobody offers their support without expecting something in return. So as they move to the Democrat Party, you see Chuck Schumer waffling on the carried interest tax loophole. You see Hillary Clinton going along with the H-1B visas. You see Maria Cantwell rallying support for the Export-Import Bank, and that's because they're giving them what they want. And as we look forward to what's happening in Indiana, where Ted Cruz is already getting his loyalists lined up, regardless of what people do there, but it's something, still the vote will still matter. You know, they're going to shave things at the ballot boxes. They're going to flip delegates, but you can show up in large enough numbers that you can still push this thing over the top. I think it's very telling that a couple of months ago, Donald Trump was the only candidate talking about the fact that Carrier was shutting down their manufacturing plant in Indianapolis and sending 1,400 workers' jobs down to Mexico. And interestingly enough, as the campaigns start to move into Indiana, guess what's going to happen? Donald Trump is expected to meet with the employees of Carrier, which recently announced its plans to close its facility and move it to Mexico. What is Ted Cruz going to do? He's going to go to the Indiana GOP spring dinner. He is going to meet with Indiana's GOP elite. You know, because as I pointed out once before when we talked about what he was doing when everybody was marching for open carry at the Alamo, you had Ted Cruz playing Mrs. Nesbitt with the Tea Party ladies, okay, across the street at the Hyatt. Didn't bother to wave out of the window, didn't show up to speak, didn't stand with those people who are standing for their constitutional Second Amendment rights. No, he is always seeking influence and money from the GOP establishment, oiling his way across the floor, shaking hands with the elite. That is Rafael Cruz Jr. Now, let's get to the news about our money. So we've got one more segment and a little bit more time in this segment. Ben Carson defends Andrew Jackson and calls for another way to honor Harriet Tubman. He's criticized the decision to replace former President Andrew Jackson with Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. He says Jackson was a tremendous president. Well, I personally would not go that far to say that Jackson was a tremendous president. He did a lot of really good things. I'm going to talk about that. Key to what he did right was his fight with the Federal Reserve and his fight with the Supreme Court that involved those issues and what he said about Supreme Court decisions, about the division of power and so forth and so on. But he did have his faults, and we should not gloss over the faults of anybody. We shouldn't be doing hagiographies of people. When they did something wrong, we ought to call them on it. And what he did to the Cherokee Nation was horrendous, okay? We don't need to make any excuses for Andrew Jackson and the Cherokee Nation, just like we don't need to make any excuses for the founders when it comes to slavery. We can say that it was wrong, and we can spit out the bones and eat the chicken is what we need to do, and that's what we have to do in the real world because nobody is perfect. But I want to take a look at the war, the bank war, as it's called in history, that Andrew Jackson had. What was behind that? But let's first look at who's on these dollar bills and why. If you think about it, what are they telling us with the people that they put on our money, this private corporation, the Federal Reserve? Well, we've got currency figureheads. These are people who are significant federal government figures, mostly from the Revolutionary War, the Civil War. They also, many of them, have some bank connections. When we come back, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about Andrew Jackson's war against the central bank and what it tells us today. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're going to take a look at the people on our money here because they're about to change one of them. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know that we've extended for one final day. The additional 25% off the sale price of BrainForce at InfoWarsLife.com. It is now 45% off retail price. That is BrainForce at 45% off retail. This is the final day of this sale, and that is something you should definitely take advantage of at InfoWarsLife.com. Go online, look at the hundreds of five-star reviews about BrainForce. See for yourself. I've talked many times about how much it helps me. Now, as we look at the move that was announced today to remove Andrew Jackson off the $20 bill to put Harriet Tubman on, it's kind of interesting because when we look at the figureheads that they've put on our money, most of these people have strong ties to the federal government, to the central bank fights that we've had over the centuries. Most of them were usually Revolutionary War, Civil War figures, presidents, that sort of thing. And when we look at Harriet Tubman, she was known for running the Underground Railroad. Now, the only thing I can think of is that maybe it's because we're being railroaded by an underground government that is putting us into slavery, not away from slavery. So maybe it is a fitting person to put on there for the 21st century. But let's look at some of the people that are on there, perhaps why they were chosen by the private Federal Reserve. The $1 bill. We have Washington, of course, the first president, the commander-in-chief of the Army, then the first president of the nation. And, of course, we spoke to him last night on InfoWars.com. You should see what George Washington had to say on April the 19th, 2016, as he came forward from the past last night. We have on the $5 bill, we have Abraham Lincoln, who's arguably the founder of America 2.0. When the American Republic was radically, radically altered. It was no longer the United States of America are, but the United States of America is, the consolidation of America into a centralized government, which was antithetical to the principles that our founders wanted. Nevertheless, he was also had a connection to the money because he issued greenbacks to finance the Civil War. You know, there was no central bank at that time because of Andrew Jackson. The bankers wanted 24 to 36% loans. Kind of like a credit card loan today. You know, loan sharking, that used to be illegal. That used to be called usury. Still should be called usury. But they wanted 24 to 36% on money that they would loan Lincoln for his war. So he issued greenbacks that were backed by gold and silver. He had an interesting quote. He said, if you're going to put a legend on the greenbacks, Lincoln said, I would suggest that of Peter and Paul, who said, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have, I give to thee. Made no bones about the fact that it was a fiat currency. Then we have Hamilton on the $10 bill. He was going to be the guy they were going to replace with a woman. Why? Because he was champion of central government. Of all the founders, he wanted the most control of the central government that the rest of them feared. He was the first Treasury Secretary. He was founder of the Federalist Party and the champion, of course, of the National Central Bank. We were spared from my President Hamilton by Aaron Burr, who killed him in a duel. And, of course, he was an ancestor of our current senator from North Carolina, Richard Burr. It's about the only good thing I can think of Richard Burr is that his ancestor shot Alexander Hamilton. Hamilton was spared, however, from being taken off of the dollar. I think it's mainly because of this new play that's being done in Broadway. They have revitalized him. Okay, the show that's now on the Broadway musical, Hamilton. The New Yorkers call the show, quote, an achievement of historical and cultural reimagining. Yes, because the star, Miranda, has noted, we're telling a story of old dead white men. But we're using actors of color, and that makes the story more immediate, more accessible to the contemporary audience, okay? And they insist that the founding fathers be played by people of color, non-white, and by women who play the founding fathers. That's where we are. So Hamilton is now a cool black man. He is transracial, so he can stay on the currency. Andrew Jackson, however, shut down the second central bank. He fought them. He did not allow them to renew the charter. I think they put his picture on there as some schadenfreude, and now they're going to take it off. I had a lot more to tell you about Andrew Jackson. Sorry I didn't get to it in the second segment, but join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.